to the 4Jack Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Season 5 of the 4Jack Podcast, powered by our friends over at Galvin Green. Galvin Green is the number one technical golf apparel brand preferred on every professional tour. They are famous for designing high-tech, elevated golf apparel for every golfer, male or female, to feel invincible under all conditions. Head over to galvingreen.com and get dialed in for the 2023 season. A massive thank you to our community that continues to support and share in our success. Throughout Season 5, you can expect more untold stories, more amazing guests, and a deeper dive into how golf truly impacts, connects, and is celebrated by many. This is going to be a really fun episode tonight. I'm so excited for this check-in. But before we get into it with tonight's special guest, we're going to head down to warmer climates and check in with the AGM. Mr. Eric Lane, what's happening in SoCal today?
Good day today. A little seasonal weather, but again, we're kind of shifting away from weather talk and getting a little bit more into how we can make a few better decisions with our guests, because it just seems to me we were rolling through guests right now. And this will be a great one because number one, where he's at, and B, I have a long, as you do, connection with a lot of the guys that are part of his team. And some of my guys are on the sales team, plus a lot of the guys back in the back of the house, guys that have some pull too. So for me, it's always been kind of an interesting thing, because as people who travel a lot, I've been carrying one of his guns since it was the real big one, the very first one, and I still have all of the iterations. So I'm actually kind of excited, because I think as a golf professional, there is so much merit in what we do with his product and what he's going to talk about. So kind of excited, a little different role from what we've been doing lately with music and other things. So kind of excited for the whole Theragun and the kind of, I'm more interested about what he's going to talk about, where he's currently located, what they're going to do this week.
Yeah, I like it. Lots to dive into. So without further ado, the 4Jack Podcast is extremely excited to host friend of the show. Hope he's been finding a little more time to golf these days, but we know he's been super busy. Founder of the Therabody brand, Chief Wellness Officer, Dr. Jason Wearsland. Welcome to the show. Welcome back, hey guys. To the show, I should say.
Good to be back.
Okay, I can't say I even know where to start with this, because last time we spoke, you were in this little warehouse in SoCal, and now Therabody is the universal wellness brand, and it continues to be the example of what it takes to lead an industry through innovation partnerships, but I think more so it's about caring about people. So, like, where are you at today? And this really has to feel so amazing for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, as a company, it's been a crazy few years. You know, COVID really brought health and wellness to people's, you know, right in front of them. They couldn't avoid it. So I think what was really cool to see is our story, our ethos, our ecosystem, and the way we sort of presented ourselves before that just happened to fit right into that situation. It wasn't like we had to shift or alter anything. And then just that presence and awareness that people had, now suddenly we're launching new products, and it gave us even more gas in our tank to be able to come up with some better products. So, you know, the economy's hit us just like it has everyone else. You know, we're adjusting a little bit, trying to figure out, you know, what we're gonna do. We just launched a new product last week that I'm super excited about. And you know, yeah, I mean, I think the teams we have, the relationships we have, you said this in the intro, you know, what I think is really, really important to me, and I think our team, is relationships. That's really what it's all about. And when we have the right relationships and there's trust, we have the ability to support the relationships, products, and education. I'm blessed, man. I'm super blessed.
You've always been a humble guy every time we've talked to you, and all the interactions we've had with your team. So that's a testament to the team and the kind of humble attitude you take forward. But I got to say, it's been selfishly exciting to see this evolution, and it's a massive undertaking, man. You guys are like partnering with all these mega brands and all these amazing people. What's that whole experience been like?
It's been surreal, man. I'm telling you, like, some of these relationships we've had for a long time, we were never in a position to be a sponsor or a partner. That was, you know, I'm thinking of the first time we did a partnership with Real Madrid. The medical doctor of the team is a friend of mine named Nico. And we've known each other for years. He was literally one of the top two or three people that I would call to consult on ice and compression and like a lot of the science, because what they do over there is a lot more advanced than what we do in some aspects. So I would have a conversation with him and it'd be, you know, just friends having a good time. And then when I'd go to Spain, I'd get to see him. And then one day we were on the phone and I was like, hey man, will you marry me? He's like, yeah, I'd love to. So we sort of really designed what that would look like. And he's actually the one that came up with the idea of not being a sponsor, but being a partner. So that sort of helped us open up this idea of like, yeah, we're not a tire company. We're not a hat company. We're actually going in. We're actually providing value to their product. We're increasing the value of their players just by keeping them healthy. And so I think that started this chain effect of, you know, Man City, Man United. I could go down the list. We have American teams, Red Bull, Formula One team. So it was once we kind of got that, the formula, we just would take it to the next team and talk about how what that looks like. And it was really cool. I'm going to tell you, I've had some really, really cool conversations with some of the Premier League soccer teams, just sitting around a table talking about designing what this looks like. How do we show up? What does it look like? How do we spend time with the players? How do we have to spend time with the physio, the medical team, making sure that everyone understands how to implement these products across, you know, from A to Z. And that to me is the funnest part, to be honest. I love working on the guys and that kind of thing, but sitting there thinking of ways, new ways to show up on with these teams is really, really like, it's super cool.
What's the overall buy-in from these guys? Cause like, you're not putting a new vending machine in the snack room here. This is a real thing. This really resonates. This is percussive recovery for these guys. It's that incremental betterment of the recovery process for them to make them a better player so they can execute better on field or whatever that looks like. What's the buy-in from these guys been, and how's that experience?
Yeah. You know, I think what's so common, and I think you two will understand this, is these guys are routine. Their days, their games, their sessions, their practice, it's really routine. And when we come along and plug something in and they see results, we don't have to say much. So they're suddenly now like, okay, how can we add this in? And then they start making space for more of that. So they'll have recovery time on the bus after the game. So it's really looking at these opportunities with these guys to make a difference in their routine. And once that happens, their buy-in is really easy. I mean, they're going to the trainer saying, we got to have these on the buses. We got to have these in a locker room. We got to have them on the airplanes when we're traveling. And to me, that's real. That gives us, I don't know if power is the right word, but it really gives us strong leverage, because now you got the players asking the team for it. And you know, they're not going to say no to those guys, especially if they think it's helping them or know it's helping them, I guess.
Yeah, you know, and at that level, that's what's kind of interesting, because we were really lucky to be on the ground floor with it through my Callaway connections. We really were fortunate to get in early with percussion and all of this. And then you think about it, it can only pretty much go one way, which become wearable, right? And then you guys do air, and now you got that. And now for me, the thing that I'm far more interested than anything else, just because of the sports aspect to it and all the things you're talking about, now you're talking about pulse. And can you go a little bit about, I can just see this, I wish everybody could see the smile on your face when we're talking about this. But for me, it's like the recovery pulse seems to me where the iteration was going to go. And obviously the progression was to be something into what you're doing. But now you're talking about you can do it on a plane. You can go anywhere at any time. You can do it at work. You can do it while you're playing. Like, let's get into recovery pulse and what you think of is going to happen. Because I want that smile that you've got to be kind of told to
well,
the
I wind. Have one right here. Hang on a second. I have a couple of them. I'm actually taking them with me to see some guys tonight. So Derek, where it started was this idea of how we can affect the nervous system with this. The idea was actually full body vibration, and that's not standing on something. That's not laying on something. That's actually having something against your body. And then we worked with our innovation team, science team, and we started thinking about what does that look like. And to be honest, when we first built the first one, we weren't really sure what it was going to do. This is kind of what it looks like. Probably people are not going to see this on camera, but
yeah, we'll throw it up on YouTube channel and stuff like it's, that.
You know, there's a material that we have. So everyone let me back up a little bit. We all kind of understand the benefits of compression. A lot of athletes are wearing compression. People that have edema after they've had surgery or they've had some sort of autoimmune system issue and they have edema buildup in their legs, they're putting on compression sleeves that actually increases the blood flow, the lymphatic and the blue, which we call the venous blood flow, back up to the heart to get re-oxygenated and pushed back out. So that's the first thing we started with was compression. And the next thing we added into that was this a material called germanium. Germanium is actually found in our bodies and it's found in the crust of the earth. It's kind of interesting that it's one of the oldest elements that you can find, but it has the ability to reflect your body's own infrared. As you guys all know, we're sort of these glowing avatars. We have this energy that we put off and it's actually infrared that we put off. So when you cover it with germanium, it sort of reflects that back in. You've probably seen it in North Face has a coat. When they open it up, it's a certain color in the inside and it keeps you warm because it's pushing that energy back into your body. So we have compression first off, and you add germanium to that. And then what we did is we strategically placed these little, what I call bullets, other one call them pills, but they're these little micro motors. And people, I don't think understand, that took us a little over two years to find the technology of something that could be washable, that could sweat on, that wouldn't rust, that would maintain its frequency and its power for a long period of time. And then there's wires in here. And to get a wire that doesn't break when you stretch that, like that's also a really cool piece of the tech. So now, to your point, Derek, I was on the airplane. I was flying. Last week I was in Chicago and I flew to Chicago for a day, came back. I put the sleeves on my calves and I just sort of intermittently put the vibration on. Didn't have it on the whole time. And I'm telling you, my legs felt so light. I hate sounding like a salesman, but it's so helpful. I had a really cool experience I was sharing with our team the other day, our innovation team. I run these heels where I live and I've done it a lot. So I kind of know how long it takes me, how far I can get before I run out of gas, that kind of thing. And I put these on, turned the vibration on high on my calves, and I ran up the hill. About when I hit my stride, the vibration stimulus went away. And I thought to myself as I'm running, oh, it must have shut off. And I thought, it doesn't shut off. And I blew past my goal, like past where I normally go. And I'm thinking, what the hell? And my legs felt really cool, like not cold, but cool and not warm and not stiff. And so I finally stopped. The reason I had to stop is because I couldn't catch my breath. And the vibration immediately started back up the minute I stopped. So I really feel like we're going to continue to discover ways that this benefits performance, benefits with pain. Someone asked, like, where's the ideal place to use this? And Derek, you said it, you know, sitting in your laptop, on an airplane, at work, to be able to just have these on your body. We just launched them and I can't tell you, I put this on some guys yesterday and they were like freaking out. Oh my God, this is amazing. It's really cool to make these products and have people respond to them like that.
Well, I'm very interested too, because I was one of the people that from the Pfizer 2, I got a DVT and three clots behind it. And so everywhere I travel, I'm obviously compression stocked up and I have to wear these anytime I'm in the air, and I've got to do this quite often just to be safe. But it's like when I heard in one of my closest friends is your Southern Cal, and he was talking about, you know, how excited where we're going with all this and starting to kind of, it's leaking out a little bit on the website and stuff. And it's like, for me, it might not even be anything more than therapeutic and safe, but it's going to be a way for me to continue that. Not maybe I have to get up every 30 seconds or every 30 minutes to take a quick walk down the hall. It's going to be helping me what I want to do. And like when I take members to Ireland, or my head professional just got back for taking a group to Australia, like it's going to be unbelievably beneficial to see people like me. So that's why I was so stoked tonight to get right to the pulse, because it's going to be a huge, huge avenue.
Yeah. And golfers walk, you know, I mean, how many miles they walk on a weekend.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of benefits we're going to see. We're doing some little micro studies around to see if there's more applications. But anyone, it's really crazy. You know, you buy a white car, suddenly you see white cars everywhere. We launched Recovery Pulse, and suddenly now everyone needs it. They're like, oh my God, my mom, my brother, my arm. I have a friend of mine that has a neuropathy is going down to his arm or his hand from a disc issue. And the pain is like I've had, and I had shoulder surgery just recently. I'm telling you, this thing saved me. He called me and said, dude, this is the coolest invention you guys have made. With all the other ones we made, it was that impressive to him. So it made that big of a difference.
Is this going to reignite problems on Formula One circuit when drivers are wearing this and they're outperforming the other guy? Like, I just foresee some issues coming here.
I hope so. Yeah.
No kidding. So. How are you like living in Texas? You made the move. Yeah, no kidding. You're living in Texas now, Dr. J. How do you like the move?
Actually, to be fair, I moved back to Los Angeles.
There you go. Okay, so you're close enough to get out and play some golf at Rolling Hills now.
Texas was cool, but I'll be honest with you guys. It was really hard to be away from the company. There were so many things were happening on a day-to-day basis. I mean, we moved so quickly in our company. And if you're gone a week, let alone a month, and not engaged, you're not there physically, it just changes. And it drove me crazy. I hated being away from the company and seeing everyone on Zoom. I'm such an in-person guy. It didn't vibe with me. And so the house is for sale in Austin. If you have anyone that wants to buy a house with a three holes in the backyard, we're ready to sell it and get back to LA.
I was going to say, man, that's a tough move. When you got the beach down the street and you got the ocean and like, there's something about SoCal. You just can't, I don't know. You can't find that anywhere.
I live in Manhattan Beach and there's amen to that.
Yeah. It's a pretty fun spot. So the evolution of Therabody brand, you guys have done some acquisitions. Is there anything exciting you can tell us about that's coming down the pipeline or anything really cool we can look forward to outside of Pulse?
Pulse? Well, in 2019, when we were opening up our first reset, the reset by Therabody, Derek, have you been to that one yet in Brentwood? Okay.
Cool. I have.
I want to yep, make sure. I have. When we opened the first one in Philly, we went through a lot of discussions about what modalities and how it's going to be presented to the consumer and how we talk about it inside the store, the location. And we were on an airplane flying back from Philly with myself and Ben, my business partner. And then we had a couple other people on the airplane. And we were talking back and forth about what's the next thing. And with the friends and the people that I'm around, I'm really lucky. I get to be sort of out on the cutting edge of a lot of this stuff. And I started realizing like, it doesn't make sense to me that I work with an athlete and we have the most amazing products for their body, for the physical side of their body. When you start getting into the head, and I'm talking about how you think, and Derek, this is big with golfers, like where are they at in their head? I just saw a thing that said that golfing is good for the mind or something like that because of what it teaches you and how you start to understand and listen to the voice in the inside of your head, in your head. So, Chris, we were thinking about what does that look like? To focus on the shoulders up. So we launched Theraface and that we had a lot of really cool success. I think it was Time Magazine's Invention of the Year last year or something.
Yeah, Oprah had big shout outs for it too, right? Yeah, product of the year kind of thing.
So I know what you'll see is we're gonna start focusing more on that aspect. A lot of people suffer with migraines. We came out with our goggles, the smart goggles. I have migraines. They're amazing. I travel with them, put them on, and it actually helps me get through the different phases of a migraine. A lot of people have problems sleeping, and that's not only in the body. And it's when someone has a problem sleeping, it's typically what in their mind. They're stuck in their mind about stuff. So we launched a platform called Theramind that partners up with our goggles and our vibrating frequency therapy chairs. We call it TheraSound. So we have TheraSound and TheraMind that partner together. And now you're actually feeling frequencies that are stimulating our nervous system in a certain way. So if you want to be calm, there's a frequency for that. And I don't know how much you guys are into that kind of thing, but 528 hertz is love. 417 is a way to get rid of certain traumas in our body. So be able to bring those things together. And then we're building and working on some newer products for the head, for the neck. And, you know, it's fun, but it's also a little bit frustrating for me because we're building them out and we really don't know what the final product's going to look like until literally weeks to months before we actually launch it. We go to tooling and then it's like, okay, did it work? Yeah, that's great. Okay, bring it back. So I think what you'll see is we'll start to lean into this idea of mindfulness, meditation, taking care of our mind. And I'll go back to what I was saying a second ago. I could work with some of the best athletes in the world and I could get their bodies in such great condition. But if they're not okay in the head, whether it's competition, their relationships, finances, job, whatever it is, if they're not okay in their head, there's nothing I can do to change that physically. But if I can have them go through a breathing exercise, sort of release that tension, bring their frequency down, put something on their body and their head that gets them out of their head. We have TheraMind, we have TheraBody, so you have mind-body. And the thing that connects those two things is the heart. And so we added a PPG reader on the goggles that allows you to tap into your heart rate. And the heart rate doesn't lie. You know, if you put that on and you're pounding away at 85 beats a minute, like that, something's up. Something's not right with your body. But if you hit 15, 55, 60, and then we give you a stimulus that drops that down, now we're affecting your nervous system. And that's kind of what you'll see more of us tapping into, is the ability to know what's going on in our heart. And then, you know, the metaphor of connecting with your heart that actually helps you get into your mind, and you're not in your head, quote unquote, but you get into your mind through your heart. There's a lot of opportunities there. And that's where I'm spending a lot of my time, is really working with our innovation team on content, partnerships, hardware that can really help people tap into that. Because meditation is not easy, you know, and there's a million different ways to do it. So yeah, you'll see back to your question. I know I rambled a little bit there, but we're coming out with some hardware. And some more programming within TheraMind that's really going to take us to the next level. I'll finish with this. We have a partnership with Oura Ring, and our sleep protocol with our frequency specific tones in there is the number one downloaded or listened to track in their app. And it's way far above the other one. So we feel like we're onto something. We've got a classically trained composer that works with us, who's been in music and sound for a long time. I'm super excited. We have a thing at the company called Hump Day with Dr. J. So every Wednesday I take 5 minutes and I just tap in to what you want in your life, and I kind of help you breathe. I call it quantum breathing. So we sit down and we breathe through, and I try to get under 5 minutes because I don't want to take a ton of time. This composer asked me one day, he said, "Hey, can I jump on with you and just sort of play something in the background?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure." Like, he's great. So I knew it wasn't going to be bad. I was blown away. It was such a cool experience for him to just kind of wing it and play some stuff and kind of go with what I was talking about. And the feedback we got from our employees was really powerful. And that's always a really good test for us. We kind of use our employees as our lab tests to be able to get the validation from them. So that those are the kinds of things I'm working on. And that's what I think people will see more of.
There's a lot to be said about vibrations and tuning in and touching on that stuff with the universe and the world and all those things. So that's really cool. How does AI integrate into this whole process? Because we're constantly hearing about AI and the advancements that's, you know, providing for different tech in different spaces. So how does that play into what you guys are doing?
Well, to really make our products personalized and customized to you, we need data. So we'll need to know where you are, what you ate. Like, there's a lot of information that we'll need. And the smarter that we can get on that data, the more applicable it is to you and your life, you specifically. So yes, we can talk about meditation, we can talk about breathing, but different different ages are affected different ways. You know, you think of people that are 60 and older, they're not on Instagram. You know, they're typically not on Facebook.
Not.
Yeah, so, I mean, how do you access these people? So I feel like there's some cool opportunities there.
Very cool. I'm waiting for the Thera band to come out that's going to track and do sleep. There's another company out there that does stuff that, you know, a lot of the PGA Tour players wear. So I'm expecting Therabody to come out with something soon, right?
Yeah. Wink, wink. I mean, honestly, Chris, we talked about it at the office. We talked about that. And that's why we did a partnership with Aura Ring. There are people out there, there are companies out there that are already doing a great job. We just need to connect the data. We just need to partner with them so that we can cross share that stuff. So I think, you know, eventually, to be fair with you guys, I don't think we've really had any sort of high level conversations about AI, but I know that some of our companies we work with do. We're working with a company right now that has these, you know, those Amazon delivery carts that roll around the communities. They've got these inside their office that cleans and does certain things. So we're near those with different partnerships, but we haven't had a real strong conversation about what that looks like. The first step for us is really reading the heart, and whether it's Aura Ring or it's our PPG on our Google, on our goggles. Man, you suddenly now made me start thinking about that. I haven't really thought about AI.
That's a free one for you.
Yeah, thank you. My guys will hate me if I'm just having a bunch of ideas.
Don't go on that stupid podcast ever again, Dr. J. I gotta say, I got a feeling like I'm sort of, my mind's going into a weird place right now about like Thera Home, where they're going to be designing these, I don't know what to say, like recovery home, but this premise needs to be integrated into how we look at developing community moving forward and things like that, right? I mean, this is
1,000%.
Yeah.
When we first started, so backing up in 2019, we launched the Gen 3 series. We did what we called Theragun House, HAUS, in New York. And we had, we did a pop-up. And in the pop-up, we had vignettes. So there was a sort of a sectioned off that looked like a bedroom. There was a part that was sectioned off that looked like an office. And how do we show up in those spaces? And as we were doing that, which sort of dawned on us that visual makes a lot of sense to people. And if you think about any house anywhere, there's not really a place where you go. There's a place you eat, there's a place you go to the bathroom, there's a place you sleep. But there's not really a place where you can go and, let's say, get into the flow state or tap into that space. So our loungers that we just came out with, that would be, I think, our first sort of foot in the door to access some square footage in your house. It's a lounger, doesn't look like anything fancy until you get in it. But then you start adding modalities on there, the goggles, the boots, the frequency, the sound frequency, Theramind. Now suddenly you have a place in your house where you can do that. And we're working with a lot of athletes that are putting this stuff in their house. I mean, that's the first thing they want. So I love that you brought that up. I think ultimately, if I could wave a magic wand, that's what we would do. We would build a reset inside of your house to some degree. And then you have access to that. I mean, we're learning so much now about how important recovery is, and kind of getting tired of that word because I think it's an adaptation. There's a lot of other words we could use, but recovery seems to sort of lean into athletics and sports. We all need to recover. We all need rest. And I've broken record, but growth happens when you're resting. Growth happens when you're recovering. It doesn't happen when you're on the track, in the weight room. Like, that's when you're tearing down tissue. So the stronger athletes, and they're making a big deal about this, Tom Brady and Cristiano and James, King James, like these guys are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars a year on recovery because they know how important that is. They're taking time to sleep. They're making sure they get in naps. Cristiano has this napping sort of protocol that he does when he's getting ready for games. He's not sleeping 8-9 hours. He's just conking out for 20-30 minutes whenever he can. There's some really cool science behind that. So I think the ability that we have to access your home eventually is honestly one of my dreams.
Yeah, that's very cool. There's a book that I read a long time ago, and I keep referring back to it, Atomic Habits by James Clear. And he talks a lot about creating this environment that maybe not propels, but sets the table for, you know, the incremental increases in betterment in your life. So I think that is, you know, obviously going to be an integral part of how you become better and creating that environment and dedicating space to what Therabody can do to, you know, essentially create that recovery space and get you tuned into whatever you want to do and whatever you want to achieve. So that's very, very cool. D-Lane, I feel like I haven't given you a chance to talk tonight much. So,
well, I mean, I think the spirituality of what this goes from, it's very in tune with who you are and what you're doing. So for me, kind of listening, and obviously on my end, being the golf side of this and kind of that mindfulness of where we're all going, you know, the artificial intelligence is an interesting thought process because it's revolutionizing the game of golf. It's revolutionizing everything, right? Internet, all of this stuff is talking it. Iterations and speeds that are all just beyond fathomable. So like for me, I've always understood that even though percussive or not, Therabody was always equal. When we sold it, we've sold a plethora of them. It always refers back to calming. So even when you're done with the percussion, you're in a calm state. People don't realize that when you do the percussion, you've been sitting for 20 or 30 minutes and you're in a calm state. It's not what you think it is. And one of the reasons we got in on the ground floor and got in early is that I thought that it was so interesting because I'm lucky enough that I'm selling people that have money. And if you are in a place where they're the owners of my facility and they're very lucky to be, you know, satisfied with their financial status, when you integrate things into their life, you change who they are. And that's the culture of your club, right? So as the golf professional, you're instituting culture everywhere you go. And one of the things that I found with Therabody was right away off the bat is people found a way to combat something right on the spot, right? Immediately. What they didn't realize going back to that is there's a calming nature to everything that works through Therabody. Somehow, some way, when you're done, something's going to be different. It's going to be less inflamed. It's going to be less hurt. It's not going to be anything other than you feeling it. So like I travel with the gun and the back roller at all times. And now with air, like if we're playing 36, you got those. And it's like, I literally look like an athlete, even though I'm not, because I know what it does to me when I travel and feel like that part of it. And I'm that first guy. I'm a sleep guy. I'm always the first guy to go to bed. And we all know if you have too much wine and have too much fun, then your heart rate kind of stays in that 80, 85 over the night. And you're that other band that you don't talk about, that it's not there, but he loves to just chirp at you and say, hey, bro, you got to stop that behavior. But again, it's that calming thought process, right? Where you're trying to get yourself into the mindset of how do I become the best I can be at this? And the one thing that I've learned about anybody that is, whether they're financially successful, athletically successful, hell, soulfully successful, they have something that they that other people don't have, and they're going to put something back into them, right? And I think when you talk to, when you hear Dr. Jason talk, you can see that that kind of, you know, as somebody who's talked about meditation, he's talked about mindfulness, he's talked about all of the things that really are now the buzzwords, right? And when I live in LA and I live right next to where he lives, like on our radio station, when we have Matt on Petros and Money every day, like James Worthy comes on and he talks about how they used to smash hot dogs and fly Eastern. And now LeBron's spending 1.5 on his body and they're flying private and there's load management. And there's all these connotations where you're not tough anymore versus when you used to be, right? And while I understand the NBA is going to have a little bit of problem because their stars aren't playing, which means people won't pay for tickets. But that being said, LeBron James is doing something that Tom Brady's doing. This was never possible, right? Like only in sports that were played maybe once a week, like football or some of these other things, Kareem being so different with the shot he took. But these guys are going into their third decade of competition, right? Like that's hard to fathom. Like when you think about what LeBron has done with his body, and I'm always going to be Team Jordan because that's my era. But when you think of LeBron and Tom and these guys, how they're literally going into the world, or now you see all of these offensive linemen when they come out and they're all yogis and they're all fit and they don't look like they did when they played. I think there's a huge benefit to what Jason's saying. And that's the simple fact is where's ground zero? Where's my calm? What am I going to do to make me the best I can? And I got to think that when you see this and when we put the socials out, and it just says every time Jason's on camera, he's smiling, because there's got to be this amazing feeling knowing that you're giving that to so many, right, Chris? Like, when you think about what you're buying and what you're doing, and now with Pulse, these things, like, people are really going to become better humans because someone took the time to obtain the data, put it into real-time applications, and now you're recovering because of that thing. And I know he doesn't like the word recovery as much as he does other things now, but the mindfulness and the calmness of that is where I've been going tonight. So I've actually just been kind of listening, because for us, it's kind of fun when the guest runs like that and you can hear the excitement.
I like that too. Yeah. I bought in early. I was an early adopter for sure. It was cool to see. It was a cool, I don't know, toy to begin with. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll do this. Oh, okay. That kind of feels cool. And then you're like, hey, wait a minute. If I do this regularly, hey, wait a minute. I have better range of motion, better mobility, better recovery. I don't feel like a piece of shit in the morning when I wake up. Hey, this is kind of cool. And then it's like, what other stuff do they do? So that was kind of the evolution on my end. But it's been so cool to see where you guys have gone and all these unique partnerships. Let's talk about the fun stuff. What kind of fun, cool, interesting relationships have you forged because of this? I mean, you've been in some pretty, I want to say VIP sort of scenarios, but man, you've had a peek behind of a lot of curtains that a lot of people don't get.
Yeah, it's, you know, I think the product and the science and the way we went about it, and just being in LA, you get exposed to, you know, people that are at the top of their career, the top of their profession. And those people are always looking for that 1%, and they recognize what that is, going back to what I said earlier about our routines. You know, I'm working with a guy named Miles, who's a fencer. You know, I never thought I would get into that, but this guy is 6'4", 6'5", lengthy guy, and takes care of his body. He's older, back to what you were saying, Derek, he's older than a lot of the people that are in there doing what he's doing, and he's beating these guys that are 20 years old. And I think this idea of longevity is really what, you know, you, let's call it the VIP group of people, the people that have the funds, that have the know-how, that have the access. These people are looking for longevity, and they're all recognizing that longevity, female or male, won't really happen if you don't take care of your body. And that's eating, that's hydration. You know, I did a podcast the other day with a guy named Stephen Kotler, who wrote a book called Mapping Cloud Nine. And he's written like 13 or 14 books, and he just released one today, actually, called NAR Country. And it talks about how to take care of your body to live healthier as you move into the older ages. And he actually referenced LeBron James, and he said, this guy is competing with guys that are literally his son's age, and he's still kicking their butt because of where he is in his head. And that, you know, we've always said, man, if I could go back and live my last year of high school with what I know now, that's what he's doing. He's literally doing that. So I think the ability that these people that I get exposed to in a really cool way, it's what they're doing, and it's a practice, and they're recognizing what it is, and they have a target, and they know how to get to that target. But a lot of times, you're sort of floundering your way through when you're younger. You're a rubber band, you can bounce back and no problem. But these guys are really taking the time to understand, like, there's my target, here's how I get here, here's the recipe to do that, and I'm going to plug it in and stay committed to that. And, you know, I'm here in Indy for the combine, working with, you know, the next biggest star. Remember, I was here a couple of years ago with Josh Allen and some of those guys, and to see what they've been able to do, how they've taken the game to the next level. These guys are doing the same thing, and you would be surprised at how much time they spend relaxing, meditating, breathing, recovering, taking care of their bodies. It's not like it was even 5 years ago.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, you know, and sorry, Parksy, and then that's the other thing is right, is now it's in vogue to be calm. It's in vogue to meditate. It's in vogue, you know, like, these people are soulfully savage. They just do it in a different way, right? Yeah. Like, it's okay to take care of myself, or to miss out on an opportunity, or to say no to a camera, or to do things that are better for them. And they know that it's a small window. And the great thing is that window is getting bigger because of the personal choices they're making, you know. And you're talking about diet, you're talking about meditation, you're talking about rest, you're talking about body recovery and anticipation. And I love how you're switching from reaction to recovery into anticipatory things, right? I think that's the goal of all of us. And I think if you can get ahead of that and you start feeling that way, that now suddenly, okay, I know where baseline is. Now I can start thinking of things. And I think the greatest thing right now is that people aren't afraid to put themselves first. And I mean, athletes always have, but there were responsibilities with that, right? There were certain interviews you had to do. There were certain places you had to be, sponsorships. Well, that's not the way this works anymore. Now you're going into NILs and college, and suddenly all of this thing's going to be about how long can I do this? Because Tom and LeBron and some of these guys have taken this whole path and they've obliterated what was thought possible. And you think about use Kareem again, just think about the mental transformation he made in his life. And then suddenly he's one of the longest playing basketball players at that time. Or you take Muhammad Ali, who spiritually changed the thought process of how he wanted to go forward. And I think there's a real powerful thing to it. And I've got somebody I'm lucky enough in my life that introduced me to Lena Grace, which has been an unbelievable thing for me, because I need communication for that calmness. I'm one of those people that can't necessarily find it on my own. And I'm voracious in trying to find it, because as I age, I'm more comfortable with it. But I think there's certain ways, and I think there are certain people that really start to do that. And I think that's why, even if you take it to a step further, we talked about this with Johnny Wonder, it's like suddenly Jordan Peterson has a stage. It might not be what everybody believes in, but he's convicted enough with data to show what he's saying isn't necessarily crazy, whether you believe him or not. And I think we're kind of in that same space now in golf, or what you're talking about, Dr. J, about with data. It's amazing what you can actually do and break those stereotypes and myth bust a little bit. And I think that's revolutionary, one, but number two, I think it's really good for the common goal. And I think people are going to continue to benefit from it. So when you start talking about TheraMind and, you know, obviously where you're going, and then that's going to turn into what you consume and how you become healthier in that way. And people don't realize what, you know, a lot of, like, until I wore that other band, I had no idea what alcohol actually did to my heart rate. Like, I had no clue. And it wasn't part of that. So I think it's really great that there are people like yourself who are going to stand up on that podium and not only basically stomp for what it is you believe in, and that's your company, but you're also going to stomp for betterment. And I don't think there's ever going to be a lack of that. And I think that that's congratulations to you guys. You guys hit it when nobody else did. And you guys are taking advantage of pushing the envelope and being anticipatory, like we talked about. And God bless you. Good for you guys.
I appreciate that, Derek. And something you were saying that made me think about this. And this kind of goes back to what you were saying earlier, Chris, is like, preventative medicine is not a new topic for chiropractors and a lot of physical therapists, but it wasn't important because people weren't hurt. So they're like, why would I do that? I'm not feeling I need that. And that's what I was thinking when you were talking, Derek, is like, that's where we are now. It's so you have permission to take care of your bodies. It's okay for self-care. Self-care is like a word now. And there's actually time for self-care, recognizing that. And, you know, like, I've said this and reminded a lot of my patients, no matter who they are, you got to take time to sharpen the saw. You can't just keep hacking away. You got to sharpen the saw, or you're not going to be effective. And that's what's really fun for me, is it's part of the conversation I've been having. It's just now people are finally listening. And that's the way I think you guys see me smile. It's like, geez, finally, I've been doing this for a long time. And people are finally paying attention to preventative medicine, and it's taking care of our bodies and taking the time to clear our minds. There's a study, I'm sure you guys know about Huberman, the guy's all over the place right now, but he talked about a 5-minute breathing exercise is better than a meditation. And I can get some data for you guys. And then it's also really important for people to understand that when we clear our minds for 30 seconds, it actually resets our nervous system. So if you can sit and breathe and think of nothing, a white wall, clouds floating by, and you're just clearing your mind, it's like rebooting your computer. And I think people forget how simple that is, no matter where you are, what environment you're at. There's some really cool science that's coming out about that. The reason I bring that up is, yes, I love our products and I think everyone should have them, but there's a lot of times I don't need it. That's not what I need. I just need a minute to clear my mind and just be still for a second. And those types of things help me reset where I'm at, what my priorities are. And then I get sort of fired up to go out and do what I want to do again. So just a couple things I thought of when you were talking there.
I can't say it's compounding interest, but the more we can do to be better, the better we are in the end, right? I mean, it's that thought process. It's making time for sure. Like you said, I got to say, we know you have a busy day tomorrow, so we're going to let you off the hook easy tonight, but the autonomous Theracar, is that in development yet? What stage are we at? Is that, I'm assuming that's coming, right? That's the pipeline.
You got to get me an audience with Elon so we can start working on that.
I mean, what better way to show up to work than refreshed, relaxed, recovered?
You know, I mean, we all travel. How amazing would it be to have a more comfortable airplane chair? How about that?
You heard it here first, folks, for sure. Dr. J, always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for being gracious with your time. So much fun. Can't wait to have you back and continue success.
This is my favorite. Thanks for inviting me. Appreciate it.
You betcha.
Hey, Doc, when you get back to LA, let's go and we'll go have a cup of tea.
Oh, my God. I'm going to hold you to that.
Wait a minute.
You guys are happy to do it. Remember, after this podcast, that's what I'm drinking now, Parksy.
I love it. Dr. J, have a fun day at the Combine tomorrow. Thanks again, man. All the best. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys.